the early village of Dayton Corners. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the 1983 Pictorial Atlas of Richland County, in the history section near the back of the book, the village of Dayton Corners began in 1857 when Lorenzo Woodman and James Hoffius laid out lots and blocks to which they gave the name Dayton Corners. The same year, the Ripley Post Office was established with Lorenzo Woodman as the postmaster. He was succeeded by James Fossius, but the office was discontinued after 2 years. Peter Fall opened a blacksmith shop, but moved away during the war, and his son opened a shop soon afterwards and remained there for several years. Edward Bassett built a store building in 1857 and sold general merchandise for about 4 years. The Dayton Corners Methodist Episcopal Church is located on what is known as the Old Black River Road, and this small community sprung up as it was approximately 1 day's drive by mule team from Muscadet. The town of Dayton Corners was rapidly settled in the years from 1852 to 1856. The land was heavily timbered, and the soil was rich, dark loam, running to clay ridges with vegetables and grains as adapted in that area. Boaz was the main village in the township. Now, from the Tales of the Tombstone, the Republican Observer of August 8, 1957, written about Dayton Ridge Cemetery. The door to the church was unlocked when Frank Poitner and David Bender paid a visit there not so many moons ago, so they walked into the Dayton Corners Methodist Church. The Dayton Corners Methodist Church was organized in 1856 at the home of Lorenzo Woodman by the Reverend John Walker, who lived in Sextonville. There was a school there in 1857, taught by Eliza Bevier in what is now the home of Comfort Walker. Until a schoolhouse could be erected, this was used until 1881. A frame house was built in that Section 15, which is believed to be the Berger School, located on Highway 14. Back in the old days, Dayton Corners was on the main road between Richland Center and Boaz. The road is still in use through the present Highway 14, now carries most of the traffic.
Today's Richland County History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2023 will bring another season of open houses at the Akey School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Richland County Historical Society's Akey Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance of and public access to the Akey School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can mail your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, 53581, and learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.